In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And may God speak to us today from this brief reading of his holy word. May his name ever be praised. Amen. For the evidence that God exists is as certain as the back of your hand exists. As you know, it was only a couple of decades ago that Dr. Francis Crick and his co-laborer received the Nobel Prize for having discovered what? DNA. That double helix, like two circular stairways, that exists in the nucleus of every one of the several trillion cells in your body, and that contains all of the information for all of the various parts of our body, for every cell in our body. And this is the most complex molecule that has ever been discovered by man and probably ever will be discovered. And though it is so tiny as to exist inside the nucleus of a cell, the cell itself being microscopic, that nevertheless, if it were taken out of the nucleus and stretched out, it would be about 6.5 feet long, and you have several trillions of those in your body. It is absolutely phenomenally complex. Dr. Francis Crick, Nobel laureate for having discovered DNA, decided to ascertain what were the probabilities of such an incredibly complex molecule coming into existence by chance. Keep in mind that just 100 years or so ago, Darwin referred to the simple single cell and had no concept of the incredible complexity of every human cell, which, as one evolutionist said, the cell is more complex than any machine that man has ever made or than any machine that man has ever dreamt of making. And in this age of giant computers, that is quite a statement. So, Francis Crick began to do the probabilities of that cell coming into existence, that single molecule, one single molecule, albeit the most complex one, in the even more complex cell, of that coming into existence by chance in the entire history of the earth. And he concluded that there was no chance at all of this happening whatsoever. No way, Jose. That was the scientific expression for it. It never could have happened. Two of the greatest mathematical minds in the world today set themselves to find out the chances of a cell, any living cell, coming into existence merely by chance anywhere in the entire universe. Chances? 10 to the 40,000th power. 10 to the 40,000th power. It would take 10 to the 40,000th power years for one cell to come into existence. Now, in case you don't know how big a number that is, and I'm sure most of us don't play around with powers very often, then let me tell you this. Lecomte de Noy, a great Swiss mathematician, said that any figure where the probabilities are 10 to the 50th power or greater, the greater number, the less probability, will never happen even cosmically. If something has probabilities which are less than 10 to the 50th power, that is, the number is higher than that, it will never, ever happen anywhere in the cosmos. Well, now you say, why is that? The reason for it, I think, becomes clear if we think about what do we have the most of in this universe. If you were to pile up something pick out something to count and count all that there were of it in the universe, and you wanted the largest number possible, what would it be? Well, the answer is electrons. The number of electrons going around the atoms in all of the planets and all of the stars and all of the galaxies in all of the universe. And if you did that and counted up all of those electrons, you would reach a figure of 10 to the 52nd power. Now do you know why something that takes 10 to the 50th power will never, ever happen? But to get a single cell, said Hoyle, it takes 10 to the 40,000th power. Now what is that? Well, take your all of your electrons, 10 to the 52nd power, 10 to the 53rd power is 10 times that many. And then take that number and 10 to the 54th power is 10 times that many. And take that number and multiply it by 10, that's 10 to the 55th power. And keep going until you've reached 10 to the 40,000th power.